On this edition of Updates from the Post, Janna's campaign executive director, Katie Dingus, speaks with Hayes Post reporter, Christina Janney, about the recently released sexual violence report. I'm James Bell. This episode brought to you by Eagle Radio and originally aired on KAYS on Friday, November 28th. This is the Post Podcast.
Janna's campaign was founded after the death of Janna Mackey, who was from Hayes. And I understand that these statewide numbers had some disturbing increases in the number of people killed in relationship homicides.
That is correct. So when Janna was murdered in 2008, there was 19 deaths in the state of Kansas that were due to domestic violence. And in 2018, with this new report that the state has published, across the state, there was 37 deaths. So it has nearly doubled. And one of the goals of Janna's campaign is to prevent the violence before it starts. And just in the state, we know that it has doubled just in the past about 10 years. In 1994, the Violence Against Women Act was passed. And since 1994, there had been a decrease in the amount of gender violence across the nation. And it was almost up to 50% less. But just in recent years, we have seen the numbers start to rise again. And we've seen a lot of those numbers rising for people between the ages of 11 to 17. So teen dating violence is occurring at higher rates than it was in the past.
And one of the goals of Janna's campaign is really to target those younger people with education. What are some of the things that you guys are doing?
Sure. So we want to prevent the violence before it ever starts. And so we work a lot with middle school and high school students. We do school presentations talking about what are unhealthy behaviors, what are the warning signs that we should be looking for, and that they're a pattern of unhealthy behaviors. It's not always just, you know, one argument on occasion. It's a series of unhealthy behaviors that are occurring. And we also talk to them about how they can be active bystanders. And so whenever they see any kind of bullying behaviors or unhealthy relationship behaviors occurring, they have the power to stand up and prevent that from happening just by calling it out. And so we teach them different methods of how they can step up and do so safely. We also use a curriculum that we believe in that we train teachers, counselors, advocates on how to utilize this curriculum with their students. And then the students are taught about healthy and unhealthy behaviors with this curriculum in their classrooms or at after-school programs, just various different programs students are learning about what is a healthy relationship and what is an unhealthy relationship.
If you look both statewide and Ellis County in domestic violence grew from 103 incidents in 2017 to 167 incidents in 2018. Of course, we're about on par with our three-year average, which was 150 in 2016. One of the things that people are saying statewide is that perhaps more people are reporting these instances. Do you think that that is the case, or do you think the numbers are just going up?
Sure. So I think when it comes to domestic violence incidents, I do feel like people are more comfortable reporting. And when it comes to sexual assault, I also feel more people are more comfortable coming forward and reporting. And I think a lot of that is due to the hashtag MeToo movement. The atmosphere that we have around these issues is you know, expanding. A lot more people are comfortable talking about them. But it's going to take some time still. And the only way that we can really create change is if we continue to have these conversations and provide those services to those that are affected by domestic violence or sexual assault.
Yes, the rape statistics in Ellis County were also up all three of those years. There were 6 reported in 2016, 10 in 2017, and 13 in the latest reporting year, 2018. So you think that that may also be more reporting and not necessarily more incidents?
Yes, I do think that people are more comfortable reporting. What we do know when it comes to rape and sexual assault is that 60% are never reported. And so while we have seen that increase, I think it's because of the way that the hashtag MeToo movement is affecting our culture and making it more comfortable for people to share the experiences that they have had.
This report also talks about stalking. Does Janna's campaign ever touch on that with the youth?
Yes, we do. Janna was actually stalked by her ex-boyfriend before he ended up murdering her. And so we talked to students about how stalking can happen in person. People can show up where you're at. They can follow you around. But we also talked to them about how social media and technology has made it very easy for people to stalk anyone, because we can look at our tagged locations, whether we're on Facebook or Instagram, you know, we can tag who we're with as well. And so if somebody's constantly checking up on you online, on social media, then that can also be considered stalking. And that's in all 50 states, that it would be considered stalking, not just by following them in person.
So is there anything else that I've left out, Katie, that you think would be important for our listeners to know on this very important topic?
I do think it is important to know that we all can educate others. We can all prevent the violence before it starts. We can have those conversations about what do healthy relationship behaviors look like, what do unhealthy relationship behaviors look like, and how we can call them out. I do know that direct services are so much needed. But nationwide, there's never enough services for those that are affected by these issues. And if we start talking about these, we continue the conversation, we can ultimately prevent the violence from ever starting.
Thank you, Katie Dinges, for joining us from Jana's campaign. And you can read more about this story and others on thehazepost.com.